is Sean White. Sean White right there has just made his biggest run of his life. Sean White dropping bombs today.
If you were in the crowd at the Olympic snowboarding venue in Pyeongchang, South Korea, when Sean White won his third gold medal, that's the call you would have heard from the venue's announcer. But thousands of people know that voice for another reason. Brad Jay is a popular radio disc jockey in the South Coast who's moonlighted as an X Games and Olympics announcer since the late 1990s.
I got a job with X Games, started working with ESPN and X Games back then, and they knew that I had a strong radio background because I'd worked with K-Tide, I worked with KJEE back in Santa Barbara, and they were like, well, you know, we could use an announcer, and we also could use a guy to do music. So they're like, okay, well, why don't we see what we can do about that? So in 2001... the Olympics reached out to me to be a music director in Salt Lake. I was hired to create a music library and hire all the music directors to work all the venues.
Speaking to KCLU News from Pyeongchang, Jay talks about what he's doing during his fifth Olympics.
I am the snowboard announcer. So what I do is I'm the English announcer for snowboarding for a half pipe, snowboard cross, and then also on the ski side of things, I do half pipe for skiing. I do ski cross as well. I was also hired to do the world broadcast for the Olympic Broadcasting Network to do slope style in over 100 countries. So I did that for the men's slope style competition. And then at the very end of the games, I go back into the OBS studio and I do snowboarding big air, which is a brand new event to the Olympics this year.
Jay is known locally for his years in Santa Barbara as a DJ at KJEE in Santa Barbara and for the last few years as the evening host at K-Tide Radio. In fact, he's hosting his K-Tide show from South Korea.
I am. I'm broadcasting all my shows from here in Korea. I never miss a beat. I kept that even during Sochi. I never took a day off. I always broadcasted from wherever I'm at. I bring my computer, my microphone, and it's like a little remote studio wherever I go.
Jay says his work as an announcer at the venues is easier than you might think. He knows most of the competitors personally from his years at events in the United States.
With the snowboarding side of things and skiing, I'm working with these guys all year long. I'm doing all the Olympic qualifiers. I've been working X Games since way back when, so almost 20 years with X Games. So all year long, I'm announcing these guys.
Leading up to this year's games, there were a lot of security concerns because of tension between North and South Korea. But Jay says people raise the security issue about every Olympics, and he says the atmosphere in South Korea has been great.
At first, I was a little concerned with the whole North Korea thing going on, but then as we got closer to it and North Korea started combining their athletes in and then you started seeing diplomats come over from there, then I had a little bit less concern because why is something going to happen if they're sending their athletes over? The vibe, the Korean people are amazing. They are so welcoming and so nice, and it's been a treat.
Jay is sharing his behind-the-scenes view of the Olympics with people here at home via a YouTube channel.
It's called Tame Your Talent, and what I do is every day I try to put a new video up just to show people what it's like being behind the scenes at the Olympic Winter Games. So stuff you're not going to normally see, and that's Tame Your Talent on my YouTube page.
He says he dreamed of competing in the Olympics as a skier or a snowboarder, but didn't have the skills. Jay says getting to take part in the Olympics in this way is amazing because he not only has a front row seat to history, he's a part of it.
97.75, yes! Sean White has done it! Yes! Your Olympic gold medalist, yet a third Woo! Time! Three Olympic gold medals! Let's hear it for Sean White!
I enjoy what I do. Announcing Sean White's gold medal run, I've known Sean White since he's probably 12 years old. I've been part of his life. I've announced two of his gold medals out of three. And to be part of that special experience, which was the 100th gold medal for the USA in the history of the Winter Olympics. So that's a special moment that I'll always remember. That's when it's almost you get choked up to be part of it.
Jay is in South Korea for 3 weeks as a part of the games. He'll return home for a week, but then head back to South Korea to be an announcer for the Paralympics. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.